Nearly 20% of Maine's population is 65 and older. According to the Muskie School of the University of Southern Maine, it's a demographic that's growing faster than the national average, and that's expected to increase demand for long-term care, which is already out of reach for many seniors. A state ballot question proposes a solution: provide universal home care for both seniors and people with disabilities, and fund it with a tax surcharge on wealthier Mainers. If it's approved, it would be the first program of its kind in the country. But opponents say it's an ill-conceived idea that overpromises and underdelivers. Patty White has our story.
Jessica Brown's life revolves around her mother. Jessica is 34, her mom, Monica, is 63, and she has dementia. She needs help bathing, toileting, getting dressed, and with meals.
Do you want to have French toast?
Yeah,
French toast. I got some good cinnamon bread the other day, so. All right, I'll get started on that.
The washing machine is already on its first load of the day, cleaning bedsheets after an accident. This is a 24/7 job, and Brown has had to rearrange her life ever since she brought her mom from Florida to Maine 3 years ago. She left a new teaching job. She moved from Searsmont to Belfast to be closer to resources and schools so she can tutor local students part-time out of her house.
It really makes a difference that they can come to me. So that I can kind of be here and, you know, keep an eye on her.
Brown says the sale of her mother's condo in Florida and monthly disability payments make it financially possible for her to provide this kind of care. But she worries about how long she can sustain it, economically and emotionally.
I don't even know. Honestly, I don't know if I'm burnt out. It's like I'm so tired half the time. I don't even know how I feel, you know.
Brown and her mother are the kind of people that Question 1 on the November ballot aims to help. It would create a universal home care program for seniors and people with disabilities.
We're in a crisis. You know, we're the oldest state in the country. We're getting older. And there are thousands of families that have to make impossible decisions how to care for a loved one.
Mike Tipping is a spokesperson for both the Maine People's Alliance and the offshoot group Mainers for Home Care, which is leading the effort to pass Question 1. Tipping says the proposal not only guarantees home care for the estimated 27,000 people who would be eligible, it would also increase the home care workforce by boosting pay and allowing them to unionize.
So part of this is about raising wages. It's about increasing training and accountability and making sure those workers are there for the future. And that's going to provide a lot of good jobs in a lot of places in rural Maine.
To fund the program, a 3.8% tax would be levied on high-income earners, specifically those with adjusted gross incomes above the Social Security tax threshold, which is $128,400. And that's a major issue for opponents to Question 1.
The new tax that this referendum would impose would make Maine the highest income tax state in the nation.
Newell Auger is chair of Stop the Scam, a coalition that includes the Home Care and Hospice Alliance of Maine, the Maine Association of Community Service Providers, and the Maine State Chamber of Commerce. Auger points out that the universal home care proposal wouldn't just tax individuals who earn more than $128,400. It would also tax families whose combined incomes reach that level, a point disputed by supporters of the initiative, but recently confirmed by Maine's nonpartisan Office of Fiscal and Program Review.
And the idea that we're going to hit 60,000 Maine families and an untold number of other small businesses is just going to be a disaster for our economy.
Auger says the Stop the Scam Coalition is also concerned that the estimated $310 million a year raised under the tax structure would be managed by a board both elected and represented by care workers, care agencies, patients, and their families.
The state taxpayer who's funding this has absolutely no voice in how the money is spent.
Money, he says, that would be spent to provide home care for both the rich and poor. Opponents are also raising red flags about a provision that allows patients' contact information to be shared with worker and patient constituent groups as they campaign to get representatives elected to the board.
We have patient privacy issues that are a concern.
Jerry Queeley is CEO of Spectrum Generations, an aging advocacy group. He says it's better to work within the existing state system to expand home care and increase workers' wages, even though the pace of change may seem slow.
It's slow because it's methodical and it's thoughtful, where referendum one is neither. It's a rush to the end. And when they get to the finish line, they're going to find out that they have a lot more problems that they've created than they've solved.
We have a system right now. It's a system where people don't get the care they need.
Again, Mike Tipping of Mainers for Home Care. He says Question 1 offers a solution because it taps the wealthy to pay their fair share. Patients concerned about privacy, he says, can opt out of receiving communications about the program. And the fact that the money for the program would be overseen by an independent board versus the legislature is actually a safeguard.
We think it's important that it goes to a trust fund, that money meant to help keep seniors in their homes is spent for that and not for other priorities.
All right, what do we want? Extra rinse. Oh, yeah.
Back at Jessica Brown's house, she starts another load of wash and checks in on her mom, who's working on a puzzle.
Do you want to do something else for a little while?
Yeah.
As her mom gets older, Brown says she worries she won't be able to access help for her care.
I mean, these things don't get better, you know? And it's like there already has been a decline, so I don't know what's coming, but I just know I don't want to be left alone with this, you know? It's probably the hardest thing I've ever done.
No matter what happens on Election Day, Brown says she hopes that all the attention to the Universal Home Care campaign at least highlights the urgent need for families like hers. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.